You're listening to episode 796. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth for an entire week, experimenting with different meditation techniques to see what might work best for you. And all the different techniques and meditations, references, and resources I refer to throughout this 7-day, week-long series are over at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you'll also find an invitation to join my free private Facebook group. This is a group of meditators from around the world who listen to these meditations just like you do, exploring all these themes in depth, really focused on a particular topic for an entire week, experimenting with different meditation techniques. And we do a weekly challenge there where it's customized around the weekly theme. So you can reach out, ask questions, receive inspiration, and keep your meditation incredibly dynamic as you do so. So you'll see your invitation to the free private Facebook group and the resources on every single episode. And you will also be able to join if you send me a message on Sip and Om's Facebook page. Just send me a message saying, hey, please add me to your group, and I will gladly do so. Well, as we go through this week's meditation series, our theme for this week is a very important one. I've had request after request to do this theme, so I'm sharing it with you this week. It's all about the work-life balance, the often seemingly elusive work-life balance. So we're exploring ways to feel a little more balanced as we approach our work and our personal life this week using meditation. Now, I have to say that you being here as you get ready to meditate, whether you're sitting down to meditate or you're listening to the meditations, doing errands, or as you walk or do the dishes, whatever it is, you are doing a very good thing for yourself. Because a lot of times when we go about our days, we have little things that may nag us, and some of these things we feel like, okay, we pay attention to them because we feel as though we have some power over their influence or impact on our lives. Well, the work-life balance is often a situation in your life where you can feel as though you don't have many choices. You've got to work. That's a non-negotiable. And you may feel as though you'd sure like to spend more time on yourself personally or with your loved ones, especially your children or your spouse. And you're not sure how this is going to happen because just when you think you're getting ahead, something else pops up and monopolizes your time. And you may feel as though you just can't seem to get ahead. You're not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. As soon as you finish one project, something else comes your way, or you put out one fire and another one spreads to another part of your life, and you just feel as though you have a hard time even staying on top of your current workload. And so this may also be your situation if you have a child who is sick, or a spouse you're taking care of, or parents who are elderly and maybe suffering from debilitating diseases such as Alzheimer's or dementia. And so you're not really sure where you're going to be able to squeeze in this personal time or this time to even create the kind of business that you want. Maybe your personal life is consuming your life, attention, and you're not able to really focus on the kind of work you'd like to do, the book you'd like to write, the business you'd like to get going, whatever it may be. So just by you being here, you're already making a choice. You're making a choice to acknowledge and honor your current situation. It doesn't mean that you're happy with it or that you're pleased or that you don't wish it were differently. But you're reckoning what's in front of you, what you're dealing with. And this is a start, because a lot of times the things that you may be able to do when you're trying to manage a work-life balance, it's really going to be about how you view what you're currently doing. If you think that the work you're doing, whether it's in your personal or work life, is not fulfilling, then you're going to feel as though there's a huge gap between what you want to be doing and what you're currently doing, even against your will. You may feel as though you don't even have a choice in the matter. So if you consider wherever you're spending the most of your time, and you feel there's a huge deficit that you'd prefer to be spending your time doing something else that's more fulfilling, then think of ways that you could shift your mindset to feel more empowered, to feel as though what you're doing matters and you're doing it for a very good reason. And this has so much to do, a little soul searching. So it's a great week to keep a journal, to notice the different things you do each day and notice where you may be spending time that you might think is productive, but that really isn't getting you to where you want to be. So you could even be spending a lot of time on the wrong things. And I'm going to share an interview with you and more about a book that I've mentioned before in this week's series by Ari Mizell. And that is The Art of Less Doing. And I'll be interviewing Ari next week, and I'll be sharing with you some important concepts in his book on how to live your life by spending your time on the things that are most fulfilling to you. You're still getting the drudgery work done, but learning ways how to automate that and optimize it so that you truly can move forward in the areas of your life you want to be spending the most time in. So next week, you'll be able to enjoy that particular series. For today, I want to guide you in a meditation using a mudra. Now, you don't have to ever do the meditation techniques I share with you. They're there as an option. You can simply do the meditation without the technique. But I encourage you to try some of the techniques I offer, because you may surprise yourself. They may be very effective for you. Mudras are simply ways to hold your hand, and it stimulates a corresponding region of your brain, much like when you do yoga or even receive acupressure. It works in a similar way. So for today's mudra, this is a mudra to help you feel supported when you're feeling as though you don't have a lot of support, and maybe you're feeling a little bit stuck, as is very common when you're approaching your work-life balance. This is a mudra called the Vajra Pradama Mudra. Vajra Pradama Mudra. And it is a very simple mudra you could do, but you can always find the technique on my Facebook page at sipandom.com or on the website there for this week's work-life balance meditation series. Just go to the podcast section and you'll find that series. And this is a mudra, a gesture that you do to build trust in yourself. to trust yourself to know that you are doing the best you can do, and to go a little more gently with how you approach your work-life balance. So honor the place where you are. You may wish things were differently, but you're managing them the best you can. So go ahead and settle now into your meditation space and get ready to do this meditation with the option to do today's mudra. So settle yourself in with a straight spine, keeping yourself alert as you meditate. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Close your eyes gently, keeping them slightly elevated as they're closed. Relax your feet. Relax your calves. Soften your knees. Relax your thighs. Relax your hips. Soften your stomach. Let it hang out and relax. This allows you to give yourself a full diaphragmatic breath. Relax your chest and your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Soften your throat. Relax your neck. Soften your jaw. Relax your face. Soften your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated at the point between your eyebrows, often referred to as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Beautiful. Notice how you feel. Notice your breath, honoring it. Not trying to control it, just allowing yourself to breathe naturally and to progress at your own rate into a state of peace and stillness. Now with your hands, if you decide to do the mudra, go ahead and place them on your lap where you're seated, with your palms upward, and intertwine your fingers together with your thumbs outstretched. So your fingers are intertwined together and your thumbs are outstretched. Again, you can review this on the website or on the private Facebook page. You'll see a photo of this mudra, but don't worry so much about how you're doing it. If you don't do it, just keep your hands there on your lap. And at any point in time, if you want to release the mudra, go ahead and release it. You can hold it for up to 15 minutes a day, several times throughout the day. Can lift your hands up in front of your chest. This will help open up your heart chakra, so you have a little more compassion for yourself. This is a mudra to help you build trust within yourself. When we're feeling strong, we feel as though we can accomplish whatever comes our way. We feel confident and strong. But if you've been enduring stress, prolonged stress, that can whittle away at your strength and confidence. Or maybe a major life event has shaken your trust and confidence. Overnight, your perception of your life and security can change. And when this happens, we start to have doubts. We start to doubt ourselves. We feel insecure as though we're not capable of handling this current situation on our own. We may need somebody outside of us or something outside of us to bring us out of this situation. See what it feels like when you consider your work-life balance and how you would like the scales to be tipped. Consider your own inner strength, your own abilities to manage the situation you find yourself in. Lean in to yourself. Into your inner strength that's always been there. The only thing that may have chipped away at your own inner resilience is your mindset. Your inner strength is there waiting for you to tap into it. Everything you need is within you. You can remind yourself of this when you're feeling as though you're vulnerable, or you're weakened, or you're overwhelmed or distracted, or you're caught in a cycle, you're not sure how to get out of it. If you have a symbol to remind yourself of your own inner resilience, such as a rock or a shell that you keep in your pocket, or on your nightstand, or on your desk where you work, or wherever you spend the most time, maybe in your car, that helps you focus on what's important and why you're doing what you're doing, and that there is an end in sight and you're taking small steps to build your inner resilience. To tap into it more and more. You could hold this symbol as you meditate. Rocks work beautifully. Maybe a rock from a walk you've taken. Maybe it's from somewhere that inspires you and reminds you of what lights you up and excites you. Continue your meditation, noticing your own inner strength. as you manage the work-life balance. Always meditate to the point where you could go just a little bit further, ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.